Welcome to this Sunday 15 edition of the His Show podcast. This is Lincoln Lawing coming at you beside my main man, Austin Robinson. Back in the booth after doing a little coaching from last recording. Austin, what's been going on, man?
Nothing much. Just came off spring break and getting back into it this week with getting our season rolling again. We got two more weeks, and JV team, we're 8-2, and we're 7-1 in conference, sitting in first place. Hopefully we can finish strong and win the conference championship this year, so we'll see what happens. We got four more games left.
So you could be a conference champion JV coach. We could have you here every week. Is that
right?
That's
right. That's right.
We'll move over big leaguers then. We'll just start interviewing you, okay? But, guys, today I want to talk about something that has always been a challenge for me. It's always been a struggle for me, and it's people-pleasing or trying to gain the approval of other people. And I've shared my story before, and, you know, I'm thankful for what I've been through. It's allowed me to be who I am today, and there's not much that I would go back and change. But if there was one thing I would do different, especially when I was younger, it would have been worried less what other people think about me. It would have been caring more about what God thought and caring more about what God said than always worrying about what everybody else had to say. Because I feel like if you're trying to get everybody to like you, you're always going to end up falling short. And even on your best day, not everybody's going to like you. So at some point, you got to make that decision to where what God says about you and what God has for you is better than everybody else. So the verse today is one of my favorites. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God, or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. And this is Paul speaking because he knew all too well that at some point when you do what God's called you to do, everybody may not agree with it. At some point when you do what God's called you to do and you seek his kingdom first, it may rub other people the wrong way or they may not understand it. But what he's saying here is seeking the approval of God is far more superior than seeking the approval of man. And based on what Jesus has done on the cross, we already have that approval through what Jesus has done. And I know this because I battle daily wanting the approval of others. And I have found that a lot of people I encounter, you know, they battle with wanting the approval of others too. And I can honestly say I've made some poor decisions in life when I tried to appease the masses, when I tried to make sure everybody agreed with me or make sure everybody liked me. I've seen many great leaders steer off course as they just were on the ever-changing treadmill of the approval from other people, always seeking that approval from others. And I've seen many people start strong in their walk with Christ only to take a detour sometimes in an effort to please others. And it's hard because as your leadership and in your influence grow, balancing the approval of others with what God wants us to do becomes more difficult and more complex. Austin, has there ever been a time where you've struggled with wanting the approval of others or done something out of character to please other people, or what's kind of your journey with that?
Yeah, I've you know, growing up, and I feel like we all battle that, is, you know, like we're talking about the approval of others. It's in our minds as humans, it's very important to us to have the approval of the people around us, especially the people that we see majority of our time, our closest friends, our family, our coaches, whatever it is, we're seeking that approval from them and whatever it is we're doing, because it just gives us a calmer state of mind when we have their approval. And I can't really think of any time in particular, because honestly, I go through that weekly, mm-hmm. approval of others. But one thing that, you know, I see, we talk about the approval of others compared to the approval of Christ in a lot of our huddles with our high school athletes. And that's one thing we try to focus on a lot, because at that high school age, that's for me, and I can see now for the high schoolers during this time too, that's a very big thing for them, is seeking the approval of their peers around them in school, on the field, wherever it's at. They're always wanting the approval of them, of people on social media, whatever it may be. They're seeking that approval, and it's a real battle. And it's a battle that can take you down a long road that you shouldn't go down, because you start getting used to seeking the approval of others, you lose sight quickly of Christ and Him approving us. And, you know, I see it every day with these student-athletes, see it with myself. It's a really big thing in the lives of everyone right now, just the approval of others. And I think social media is one thing that really boosts that. Mm-hmm. Approval, whatever you want to call it. You see it everywhere.
It's true, because used to be you get people's approval in person, but now, you know, I see a lot of guys getting anxious because they're saying, hey, so-and-so's got offers from here, or so-and-so is signed from here, or so-and-so's doing this on social media, and sometimes it's hard to, you know, stay with that or stay not worrying about that.
Yeah, you see, too, just from likes on Instagram or Twitter or whatever it is, mm-hmm. they're talking about how many likes they got. That's approval of others.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they get so consumed with all that stuff. You know, it's very easy to get caught up in that.
It is. And I've been a part of that. I remember when I was had a mentor of mine tell me one time, he said, Lincoln, your self-worth and your value of yourself sometimes is ever changing. It's like every day, I metaphorically give everybody in my life or in my circle like a sticky note, and I say, hey, write your opinion of me today on this sticky note. And then at the end of the day, I go collect everybody's back, and then I take all what everybody said, and that's how I form my opinion of myself.
Yeah, and going back to the, like we just talked about, the social media part of the approval as it relates to that, all that stuff is instant approval. Mm-hmm. You can see it, you can feel it, you can hear it. The approval from Christ may not be instant in our reality. You know, Christ, He approves it, but it's by faith that we trust in Him, that He's approved us, that He's the only one we need to seek approval from. But you know, it's so easy to get caught up in that approval here on earth, because it's right there in front of you. You can see it, feel it, hear it, all that good stuff.
It is, and you don't want to fall in the trap. Like, there's a verse in John chapter 12, verse 43, talking about the Pharisees, and it says, for they loved human praise more than praise from God. And, man, we can get caught up in that sometimes. We can start doing things and acting a way that we're not in order to get human praise more than praise from God. And so if this is something that you struggle with, like it's something that I've struggled with, it's something that's been a part of my life, there's a few things, just a few tips I want to give you. And at some point in life, you'll have to make a fundamental decision to value what God thinks over what other people think. And a fundamental decision means like a ground floor decision, like a decision that guides other decisions. Like a secondary decision is, what color shirt do I wear today? A fundamental decision is, I'm going to wear a shirt today. You see what I mean? So a fundamental decision to value what God thinks over what other people think. And that's what Paul's talking about in Galatians 1:10. He knows it's nearly impossible to live the life that Christ wants us to live if we're always seeking the approval of man. Now, other thing is, by all means, take into account what others say. Listen to feedback. Let your trusted inner circle critique you. And we've heard this a lot. We've talked about it. It's important to have people that you love, people that you trust, people that you respect, be able to give you feedback. But I've heard this said one time. Dabo Swinney said he would never take criticism from someone that he would not take advice from. So there's a lot of people that want to tell you what to do and criticize you, but if they're not somebody that's in your trusted inner circle that you'd take advice from, then you let that ride. Don't worry about it. But when your actions are constantly dictated by what other people think, you can become defeated, discouraged, ineffective, and you'll never win the approval of everyone. So when this happens, my suggestion is when that noise gets loud, when the critics get louder, it's great to get alone, get with God, get with His Word, and first and foremost, bask on what is God already said about me. He says there's no condemnation in Christ. He says that I'm a new creation. He says that my destiny is with Him. Or He says that in this world we will have trouble, but all the truth of God in the Psalms that you can look over and pray over, all the truth of God in different places in Scripture, I encourage you to get with and see what God has to say about you and let that guide it more. And then the second one is, get with people that you do trust, your trusted counsel, people that are in your inner circle, people that you love, that you respect, and hear what they have to say and bounce things off of them and let those people guide it. And then third, sometimes it's good, Austin, I don't know if you've done this before, just take a break from the social media, from seeing what everybody else has got to say. I know for me, there's times where I just take a break from the social media and, man, it just clears my head up. It's like, man, I'm just going to take some time and not be worried about what everybody else has to say and just kind of letting that kind of get into some quiet, but don't cave to the crowd. And because as that verse says in John 12:43, some of the greatest potential for God's kingdom is wasted due to the fear of man. It's like these Pharisees that had all the potential in the world, but they loved human praise more than praise from God.
Yeah, that's good. Just talking about the break from social media. I've never really taken a break from it. But I know my wife has, and she's benefited from it greatly by just getting off social media. She takes breaks from it all the time, and mm-hmm. she really enjoys the way she feels from getting away from that and not seeing stuff that might trigger certain things on social media. But yeah, it's always a good thing to get away from that, because if we continue to consume our minds and our daily lives with that stuff, like we're talking about approval, that's all we're going to think about, that's all we're going to seek. But if we consume our minds in God's Word, being in prayer with God, being in a relationship with Him, then that's what will consume us. It's whatever it is that we're doing in life at the time we're focused on, that's what's going to consume our thoughts, consume our actions, be a part of our lives. So that's why it's so important to continue to be in God's Word, continue to seek Him, and understand that His approval is all we need to seek. And we're humans, and we look for things that turn into habits. And if we make God's Word our habit, then that'll really steer us in the right direction.
And you're right, it's a daily battle. It's daily through the empowerment of Christ. We can do that. And over time, like God's Word says, renew your minds. Over time, as we continue to feed God's truth in there, as we continue to feed God's Word in there, as we continue to be around people that spur us on to good works, then over time, what God thinks about us will hold more weight than what other people think about us. So as we close out, just be reminded what God thinks about you, what God says about you is true. It's way more important than what other people think about you. Other people's thoughts and opinions of you are always going to waver, but what God says and thinks about you will not. In Galatians 1:10, for am I now seeking the approval of man or of God, or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. So when it comes to approval, I just pray that you'll continue to dive into what God's Word has to say. Be more worried about what God thinks about you and what God says about you than what everybody else, social media, and the rest of the noise of the world says. So go get them this weekend. This has been the Sunday 15 edition of the His Show podcast. Lincoln Lawing with Austin Robinson. Until next time, see you then.